Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud in the Oiz Vardar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starting at Amud Aleph, six lines on the top. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Kol Bayi Oyilom Oyivim Lefonov Kivnei Marin. And Rosh Hashanah, each individual in the world is coming in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu like Bnei Maron. What does Bnei Maron mean? Rav Acha Omar Kehadin Dirin. Kehadin Dirin means these sheep that when they go out of the pen, they go one after another, one by one. Each one goes individually. V'Rabban Amri Kehado Bamagnimin, which means an area which is very, very narrow, and there's valleys in each side of it. And people could pass there only one after another, not two people together. So that's the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging each individual on his own. My time, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, Yitzer Yachad Libom, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the hearts of people. Hamebi Nel Kol Maaseim, he understands their deeds, the deeds of each one. Omar B'Levi, Yitzer Yachad Libom, Kvar Yehevin is Kol Maaseim. Meaning he explains, because Kadosh Baruch Hu created each one, so he knows exactly their deeds. Usually in the world, what's easier for the Yotzer, for the creator, for the craftsman? To create 100 barrels? Or to look at them and check them out? Isn't it easier to check them out? So because we'll create the people, Koshik, and he's checking them out. Another drasha, Yotzeron Rotze Shelibon Yochid Eilov. Hayitzer Yachad Libo means he wants him to be Yochid Elov. He wants Am Yisrael to be completely dedicated, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Avon Mishu Yochid Be'olamoy Kvar Hevin is Kol Maaseh. Meaning Yochad refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayitzer, who's a Yachad, means a Yochid. He's the one who understands each individual. Continues the Gemara and says, U'bechag Nidoinim Alamayim, in Sukkos, the judgment is on the water. So Gemara Mastisu De'Rabbi Akiva, that's a quote to Rabbi Akiva Omar, Nisach HaMayim Dvar Toiro. Meaning, in a Torah, you have Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. If Nisuch HaMayim belongs to Sukkos, that's the time where you judge for water. What is the source in a Torah for Nisuch HaMayim? Because it says, B'Sheni, the second day of Sukkos, it says in the Pasuk, V'in Niskehem. It means you have here extra Mem. B'Shishi, it says, V'in Nisuchea, with an extra Yud. B'Shvi, it says, K'mishpatom, an extra Mem. Mem, Yud, Mem is Mayim. From here you learn Nisuch HaMayim. Continues the Gemara and says, Omra HaToyra HaVes Se'oirim Bikurim BePesach SheTizbarech LeFanecho HaTvuo. You should bring the Se'oirim, you should bring the new barley on Pesach, so you have bracha in the grain. Avechitim Bikurim BeAtzeres. You should bring the wheat on Shavuos, SheTizbarech LeFanecho PeRaseil, and brings bracha to the fruits of the tree. And more ma'ata, Nisuch HaMayim Echag, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you to bring Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkos, and that tells you SheTizbarech LeFanecho HaMayim, so the water will be blessed, and that's what we say, it's the time of the din on the water. Tanam Shir Meyoichai HaRei Shal Yisrael K'sheirim B'Rosh Hashanah. If Am Yisrael, we did okay in Rosh Hashanah, V'nigzor Lehem K'shomim Merubim, and their gzera was, they'll have a lot of rain. U'besoiv Chato, but in the end, they sinned. You can now reduce the amount of rain coming from Shemaim. The gzera was already done. Makash Bukhoi says, what Shbuch does, Mifazrum, he's going to spread this water, Liyomim, to the seas, Ulimid Boris, to the deserts, Ulinoris, to the rivers, Kadeshaloite, Nehoritzbeim, so the land will not benefit from it. Meaning, the fact that we have a gzera in the beginning doesn't mean it can't change. It means that that amount of rain will still come down. But the question is to where it's going to go. That depends what happens during the year. My timer, what is the source? Says in the Pasuk, Lamtir al Eretz lo ish, bring to a land where there's no person there. Midbar lo odom boy, or a desert, people are not there. Harei shelo Yisrael k'shem Rosh Hashanah. Am Yisrael did not deserve to have rain in Rosh Hashanah. So the gzera was to give him only a little bit of rain. And then they did tshuva. If she can add more rain, it was already done. He brings exact place where the land needs the water. And brings with it clouds and winds. In other words, you come and you utilize the rain to the max. You're not going to add more rain because the gzera was already done, but it will be utilized fully so Am Yisrael can benefit from the rain as much as possible. My time, what's the source? The pasuk says, Tlamer rave neches gedudeo birvivim semoy gagnot simchot tevorech. So you'll have, there'll be a special revo, a special saturation for the fields, bringing bracha to the tzmochim. Continues the Gemara and brings the pasuk, Tzio gam choy migzalu mimei sheleg sha'ol chotu. What the pasuk is telling you? Avoinos shesu yisro b'kaitz. When they do averus in the heat in the summer, gozlo mehem yimei hashelag, takes away from the snow. So even though there was a lot of snow and there's supposed to be a lot of water coming down, but if Am Yisrael sin later, so they don't benefit from the snow. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, tomid einei Hashem elkech habo mireishis hashono. So it says mireishis, as the Gemara points out, without aleph, kehano amar mireishis ksiv. Until the end of the year. What's the drasha? Madve lo beroisho. If in the beginning of the year it will be madve, they will cry, they will daven with kavana. So then there will be achis in the end. So mireishis loshon rash. If a person positions himself as a rash at the beginning of the year and davens properly, so we'll have a good achis in the end of the year. Halacha da'al zokta mishno al shishor chadoshim ashluchim yoitzim. 6 months of the year, the messengers go out of Beis Din to tell Am Yisrael when Kiddush Chodesh was, so people will know what date in the month it is. Al Nisan mipnei Pesach. On Nisan, they tell you when Pesach is. Ve'al Av, Chodesh Av, mipnei Tainis, they tell you when Tisha B'Av is. Continues the mission on with Beis, Ve'al Elul, they go on Chodesh Elul, mipnei Rosh Hashanah, tell you when Rosh Hashanah is, because Rosh Hashanah is usually going to be the 30th day after Elul started. And even though sometimes you have Rosh Hashanah is postponed by one day, but most years it's going to be on the 30th day. Ve'al Tishri, mipnei Takonas HaMoyadus, and Tishri, they come out to tell you when the Moyadus of Tishri are, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Ve'al Kisri, mipnei Chanukah, Kisri for Chanukah, Ve'al Odo, mipnei HaPurim. They also came out on Chodesh Iyar to tell people when you have the Pesach Sheni, so someone who was not able to bring Pesach on the first Pesach can come to the second Pesach. Says the Gemara, V'yeitzu afal atzeres, why didn't he go in Sivan to tell you when Shavuos is? Says the Gemara, atzeres chatucha hi, atzeres is set, it's always the 50th day after Pesach. Ashkas Omar, you find what we learned. Peomim Chamisho, Peomim Shisho, Peomim Shivo. So, Shavuos can be on the 5th day of Sivan, on the 6th day of Sivan, or the 7th of Sivan. Depends. Shleimim, meaning if Nisan in Iyar, or Chodesh Sholim, which means a 30-day month, so then it will be Chamisho. So then Shavuos will fall on Hei Sivan. Kesidro, meaning the Nisan will be 30 days, and Iyar will be 29 days, so then it's Shisho. Then it will be on Vav Sivan. Chaseirim, if Nisan and Iyar are both 29 days, then it will be Shiva, because it's always 50 days from the second day of Pesach. Continues the Gemara, it says, Loikfa Yotzu Be'el, why do you need to go on Tishrei? If they went in Elul, I already know when Rosh Hashanah is. El begin Moido dit Kaddish Achot, to tell you when was the Kiddush HaChodesh of Tishrei, so there's no doubt regarding Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Omer Bishua ben Levi came and announced, Ana Ariv, I'm an Ariv, I'm guarantor. Le'elin de Azlin le Nimorim, the people that go to the place called Nimorim, de'leischad minayu mais miozol. Nobody's going to die by going. Meaning to encourage people to go, he says, nobody's going to lose by going to do the shlichus. Tamon and Bovel, choshen tzemiraba train yomim. Because they didn't know when exactly Rosh Hashanah was, they did Yom Kippur 2 days, because they're not sure when Yom Kippur is. Why are you going into the Suffolk? Chazok shin beizin misatzli boy. Chazok, the beizin will try its best to have Rosh Hashanah the 30th day, so there won't be a Suffolk. You don't have to go into this doubt. You don't have to go into Sakana. And as the Gemara brings the case, Avud Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok, Chash, he was Choshesh, Al Garmei, or himself, Vitzam Tren Yoimin, he fasted 2 days in Yom Kippur. Ifsi keroicho vedomach. His intestine burst and he died. Because he came into Sakana because he fasted too much. Halacha hei zok de Mishnah. Al shnei chodoshim michalim es haShabbos. There's 2 months they do Chilul Shabbos to announce when Rosh Chodesh is. Al Nisan ve'al Tishrei. Shebehem ashluchim yoitzim l'Surya. These 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei. The shluchim go to Surya. Uvehem ha-misaklim es ha-moyadus. The reason why it's so important, because the moyadus depend on it, Pesach in Nisan, and Yom Kippur and Sukkot on Tishrei. Reb Chaim brings here from the Bavli that even though we mentioned other months the Shluchim go out, but then they wait for Beis Din to Mekadosh the Chodesh. They're not going to go before they hear Mekodesh. And these 2 months, once the moon is clear, they don't wait for Beis Din. They go as fast as possible so people will know the information as soon as possible. When Beis HaMikdash existed, so the Shluchim came on Shabbos every single Rosh Chodesh because they need to know to bring Korban Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't matter if the moon is clear. Olil means you can see it very clearly. So it doesn't matter if it was seen clearly or not. One should not say, well, it's very clear, so probably somebody else will go to Beis Din. Because if each one relies on somebody else, nobody will come. Rishi argues, says if it's a clear moon, one doesn't have to chilul Shabbos, someone close to the Beis Din will come and tell Beis Din. There was 40 pairs of Adin that came to testify. Rabbi Kiva said, he was in Lod, and he said, stop, don't go anymore, don't do any more chilul Shabbos. There was already Adin that went to testify in Beis Din. If you stop people from going, so that will cause people not to want to come to testify in the future. And you're causing a mikshah in the future, so we don't stop the Edim, even though we have enough Edim testifying that they saw the moon. So, what does the Olin mean? Meforsom, meaning very clear. It says in the pasuk, "Kesef tzoruf ba'oli la'ores mizuk shivatayim." The silver, the pure silver, which is very clear, and that's the we talk about the Torah that came clear to the world. Ma'ase shavu yuter ma'aboyim zug v'ikver makiva balud. The 40 pairs of makiva stopped in Lod. So the Gemara continues that Yudalef and Mudalef. Pesha aboyim zug. The only reason Akiva was ma'ak of them is because there's so many. There was 40 pairs. If one pair, of course, Akiva agreed that you do chilul Shabbos for the Kiddush Chodesh. It was only because there were so many. Meaning, Akiva is not arguing the mitzvah to mekadesh l'pia riyo. He just arguing how many people we are allowed to do chilul Shabbos. If you stop them, you cause a mikshel to the future. Meaning what Gamliel is telling him, you're stopping the rabbim from doing a mitzvah. Anybody who stops the rabbim from doing a mitzvah, you need to do a nidui, to do a cherim. So meaning, in a sense, it was a message from Akiva, there has to be a nidui. That never happened that Rabbi Kiva went into Nidui. Ella Rosh Goder, he wasn't Rabbi Kiva, it was somebody else, he was the head of Goder. Gamliel sent him to stop to and remove him from his position because he stopped the rabbim for going and doing the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, which will cause a mikshel and a stop of the rabbim for doing a mitzvah in the future. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud.